Oh, no!
Wow, what a...
What an intro! Welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we are absolutely sure we don't know everything. I am Zach. Kelsey, you fucking idiot. You just spilt your LaCroix right on the floor. Thank God it wasn't on the podcast equipment. Noe Towers.
And I'm Kelsey Spills a Lot Dara.
Hey! That was hilarious. And also, it's a clear liquid, so I'm just going to leave it.
What's so funny, too, is you must have, like, scotch guarded this, maybe?
No, it's just a cheap rug.
Oh, it's... You all should see... It is not absorbing the liquid. It's just holding it on top.
I think it's also like.
What?
It will.
It will absorb.
It will absorb.
You've been drinking a can full of mercury.
Imagine. How are you?
I'm good.
It's the holidays. Jingle yes. bells. Christmas smells.
How do you do Christmas shopping?
Yes.
You do?
It's a big tradition in my family to do. Usually the day after Christmas as like a
Boxing Day,
whatever, you Canadian. But also we like to go before together as a way to bond.
Before together?
Before Christmas together.
But then what's after?
That's when the sales happen and that's when you go and you get anything you need.
So you just like go look at stuff together before and then you buy it the day after?
Yeah. And then sometimes we know it's going to be hectic and crazy there. So then we're like, nah, fuck it. We'll just go to the movies instead.
So this is a very loose tradition.
Yeah, this is a long question.
So like one time yeah. you went to the mall?
We definitely go together to the mall at some point when I'm home every holiday.
Love that.
Do you want me to fix your mic while you keep talking?
I mean, I can.
No, you just looked like you were struggling.
I was struggling. That's kind of just my thing.
I know, your brand.
The only person I feel like I really like to try to get gifts for is my sister because she is a great gift giver and Ooh. she raises the bar, you know?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. She does really good artsy fartsy craft things. You know, I'm a big fan of DIY. She's a big DIY girly.
Oh, yeah.
Successful at it.
Upcycling.
Yes.
Making older things new. Mm-hmm. Older things her own. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I've been to about 15 Christmas markets in LA.
Wow.
Which I fucking love.
I
went to the middle of the Arctic... Not the Arctic. To the middle of Europe in December one year on purpose as a vacation because I wanted to go see the Christmas market.
Around LA?
No, I do.
Okay.
Sorry. But I'm just saying why I love them so much is like I even went to Europe in the coldest part of the year because I wanted to go see all the pretty Christmas markies.
Oh my God.
And so I've been to a bunch around LA and I'm not going to lie. I have been looking for a Christmas gift for you.
Oh,
I have not seen anything that I like.
So you should know, and if you don't already, gifts are not my love language.
Presence is your love language.
Yeah. Quality time, acts of service, and you do both of those things for me year round. So I don't really feel like...
I think you would like me to bring something to your holiday gift party, your holiday party as a gift, rather than like buy you something as a Christmas gift.
Yeah, sure. Or honestly, you, again, I'm not lying, quality time. So you coming to the party.
Oh, I'll come.
I know you will.
I will.
Especially if you bring athletes.
We just downstairs. So many things happened downstairs just now.
First of all, Athlete opened his door when I said his name, which I love that his ears
perked right up
when I was like, is Athlete here? I didn't say it's Athlete. But he opened the door and he was shirtless. And he's cut from stone.
Yeah.
And he like, I'm so sorry, Athlete, if you're listening to this.
But I don't think he does. He said he doesn't.
Okay, good. I am obsessed with guys adjusting themselves.
Their dicks? He does it all day.
He opened the door shirtless and then he immediately adjusted himself. I'm like, fucking what's up, man? Hello.
Had I not been there, something was going to go down.
Great. No, I feel so bad for him that he has to deal with me.
No,
the
are
times
you kidding?
That he does.
You're great. We love having you around. You're like our little ball of energy and
there
excitement.
You go.
We love having you around.
I just found out Libras are energetic. Is that true?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Who lied to you?
The friend that you're going to maybe do the video with, Kevin Sullivan, he's a creator. He's done a series. Oh, my
I'm sorry,
God.
I forgot to tell the listeners that I have a sinus infection, obviously. Obviously, you guys.
I thought you were like snorting at Kevin Sullivan. No, he has one of his videos went really, the cancer one got like 100,000 likes on TikTok.
The Zodiac cancer. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not the illness cancer.
Imagine your comedy video
but
on cancer.
But he said Libras are like flirty. And
well,
kind
that's
of
different
like,
from energetic.
Oh, bubbly?
Leo just jumped up and smacked his head into the microphone. There you go. You got a cat. Merry Christmas.
Yay. Oh, yeah. But you quality time. So you coming to the party, just like people showing up. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yay.
They like me.
I always like coming to your house. You're cute. Your space is so cute. Your food's always good. I like your friends. They're like outgoing.
It'll be good.
There's nothing I hate more than when you go to these parties this time of year, especially you go to Friendsgiving, you're going to New Year's parties, you're having a holiday get together, and you're inviting different groups of friends. And if your friend groups aren't outgoing and like don't like mesh together. Yep. I like hate that.
LaCroix in your carpet.
Honestly, it's still
separate.
Sitting on top. Yeah.
I completely feel you, and it's my only holdback as like a host, mm-hmm. the fear of groups not intermingling. Mm-hmm. And my space is not big enough for people to truly like ignore each other. So I wanted to, So,
well, you keep us in the living room, which is nice and big and spacious, has a big ass couch. Like your house is great for hosting.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
It's not yours, but.
Well, I don't have anyone over ever.
You don't have big parties. Events.
I had one time a screening here.
Yeah,
and
I was there
it.
For that.
Yeah.
Of your movie.
I did. But you know what? Now that I have this cold plunge, whoa, housekeeping item. I finally got a like proper freezer, like lay down cold plunge in my backyard, and I had my first like little get together, which you did not come to.
No, I was busy.
Mm-hmm. I told you the week before, motherfucker.
What was I doing though?
You said you had a screening in the morning, and I was like, that's a lie.
SAG, my sister's on the nominating committee for SAG.
That's cool.
So they have all these awesome screenings, and the stars from the shows go for
which
talk
one
backs.
Did you go?
Morning show. So Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston, cool. And like four other actors were there.
Wow.
And they did like Q&A, and then I did Party Down. Have you heard of that show?
Yeah, I haven't watched it, but I know it.
Yeah. So Ken Marino and someone else was there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's going to give me inspiration because get this. It was two girlies that I love from the Breakup Boot Camp that I talked about 2 weeks ago, which that episode did really well, by the way.
Did it really?
People love breakup content, y'all.
Okay.
Wait till you read my next book. And
are you done with your first draft?
Oh yeah. Wow. I'm rewriting and adding now.
Oh my God. Kelsey, you're about to have your second book done.
But which is hilarious because it's taken me almost 3 years since the last one came out.
So,
but I've written three books in that time because I kept switching the title or the topic. But this one feels like the
right
best one. Yeah. And so I invited two girlies from the retreat who live in LA now to come over. And then I told the athlete and he was down and he cooked us breakfast afterward, like homemade chocolate chip gluten-free pancakes with sugar and fruit.
Is he celiac?
Yeah.
He can't come to the party. Well, there's nothing for
celiac.
Him.
Meatballs.
Oh, yeah.
You do meatballs. I was actually paying attention when you were listing all the things. I was like, he can do queso.
Can he?
Yeah. Celiac is just wheat.
Oh, with corn chips, with corn tortilla chips.
Yeah.
Okay. But he made pancakes.
He made pancakes for us afterwards, and it was nice. And then what was the other big thing with the athlete and I? You mentioned he's always adjusting himself.
Ugh.
That's because he had a injury, like a hip injury, a really bad one. Well, that's not why he's adjusting himself.
I'm sure he never adjusted himself before he fucking had that injury.
But my point is that he's had an injury that he gets a lot of, like, we have to be careful when we're playing activities, if you catch my drift. So we finally...
Are you being coy all of a sudden?
Okay, my point is we finally got to have sex. Like, we've had it before, but
and
like...
And you hurt him.
Yeah. And so it was like off the table for a bit. But also...
The sex was off the table?
It was definitely... It definitely went from place to place. And not related, he bought my dog an advent calendar, like a treat calendar.
So cute.
And so we've been doing our own advent calendar of like different nights of kinky stuff.
Oh.
Like different themes.
Wait. Is this a pre-existing calendar?
No, we've been making our own.
Okay, and then talk to me about the creative process. Is it someone brings something to the table, or is it things are agreed on and then scheduled? Is it morning of, you decide what mood you're in for the night?
I love that. I feel like I'm being interviewed for Actors Actress. Like, what is your process?
Did you say Actors Access?
Yes.
Because that's, I think, a website for like casting.
Yeah, but they do these big interview series, the Actors on Actors.
Oh, I was thinking of Inside the Actor Studio.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I said Actors Access.
Yep.
Wow, that was very niche. Don't Google it.
Sorry.
No, you were correct. You were correcting me. We have had a lot. Okay, here's what I'll say. The pattern I am breaking with the athlete that I have not, that I was worried, like I was jumping from relationship to relationship. Cause if you look at it on paper, that's what it looks like.
Yeah. It doesn't look great.
No, it doesn't look great for your girl. The pattern that I am breaking was I was not using sex as a way to keep someone around.
I was not using sex to keep someone around.
Cause we literally weren't able to have sex. Yeah. And I think my chemicals often intensify. It like make relationships go. Leo is rubbing his head up against your microphone
and it's bumping the mic into my fucking mouth, but we're gonna let him do his
thing. My relationships get really intense really fast because we have a lot of crazy deep sex, I think, with sir.
Well, like that was the reason you stayed
with sir because the sex was great. When you take sex off the table, you have to get to know somebody.
Yeah, dude.
And you talk a lot about stuff. And so the athlete and I have had a lot of time at night, especially because we live together. Yeah, is to have conversations. So we've very quickly gotten into the like, what are the kinky things you want to do and try? What's on your wish list? And we've bought in like tools and torture devices. And so we like kind of threw it out there, like, here's all the things I want to do. And then, yeah, depending on the night, like, did he have to go to the physical therapy or like, what, did I have a long day? We decide based on our energy level, like what thing we want to try. Uh-huh. And like the other night was like spanking and spitting. And he spanked my ass so hard. Blood came to the surface of my ass. Like I had blood bruises on my butt. And I went to a rooftop pool the next morning because we're in LA and this wintertime.
If you're being hurt, tell us.
And I had to tell my group of friends to be like, okay, I'm about to show you my butt. Please keep your facial expressions neutral. And I turned around and they were all like, what happened?
I feel like athlete happened.
He was sitting right there.
Oh, no. Wait, does he have like a dom thing?
He is a true switch.
Oh, wow.
Just like me.
That's cool.
Yeah. But we also bought these crazy, have you ever seen like the three-wheeled spike device? It's like
a tricycle?
Yes, I bought us a tricycle for the bedroom.
And one of you just rolls over the other one?
I just bike over his dick.
Yes.
No, it's like a handheld tool. Like it looks like a surgeon's tool.
Okay.
And it has like three wheels on the end. Okay. And they're metal spikes.
I'm picturing microderm.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
But it's like you use it on your balls and your pussy.
Do the needles penetrate?
Not unless you do it, but because it's kind of like a bed of needles, because there's so many it doesn't penetrate you.
Okay,
but you can make it hurt.
Does it? Okay, do we risk infection?
We're cleaning,
spritzing alcohol with hydrogen peroxide or something?
Absolutely. I've got good sex toy cleaner.
Okay,
but yeah, so that's been fun. That's how I'm celebrating the holidays.
Oh my
this year
God. who can top that?
I can top him.
Yeah, you,
he did say he'd be open to the
getting back. I'm
shocking,
obsessed.
Right?
Yes, shocking, but also not, because where he's from, I think they're much more open-minded sexual things.
Yeah.
But also I'm fully supporting you not breaking your cycle, you just doing this all again with a new guy and really?
But the thing is, it's been 2 months and we have not had sex. We're not having sex.
You have, though.
Yeah, but it wasn't like nearly what I'd been doing before.
Okay, but you turned a wholesome, religious adjacent thing into a fuck calendar. So in many ways, your
Advent calendars aren't religious. They're like Finnish or some shit.
What isn't pagan in like the Christmas holiday?
Okay, fair. How are you celebrating the holidays?
Why'd you make me go second? Watching movies with my sister. And there will be no spanking, spitting, or pussy microneedling at all. I can promise you that much. No, my dream is that I'm in line to get, or I'm like setting up an appointment to get gum surgery, grafts done because my gums are receding. And
I don't know what you mean. Like, your teeth are too long?
Yeah, more and more teeth are showing.
Oh, is there a measurement that like once it goes past a certain place, they're like, you should do a graft?
Yeah.
Huh.
And it's to the point where the insurance company was like, we agree.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, it can be like 2 weeks of kind of like pain.
Yeah.
And so I'd love to just spend a week of that between like December 22nd and January 4th. Like, I'd love for that to be my
recovery.
Yes. So if I get my way, I will be miserable during Christmas, but like I will have a very happy new year.
Cause you'll have a new smile.
Kind of, but not really.
Oh.
I mean, like, it's just my gut. Like, you won't notice, I don't think.
Where did they get the gum from?
I don't know.
The bottom of a desk?
Floor of a movie theater? I was thinking, like, that's a great question, though, because it has to be donor tissue.
Yeah.
So maybe from dead people.
Tell me you're going to have a cadaver mouth and write a movie about that.
That'd be cool.
You just he was a serial killer, had an affinity for flesh.
I do like that concept in where, like, someone's like reincarnated through like a thing.
There has to be a movie about that, right?
Oh yeah. There's one with Jessica Alba called The Eye.
Oh.
And she's blind and she gets an eye donor and she can see, but it's like she
scary,
sees
spooky,
like,
ghosts.
Yeah, things from like the past or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
This episode we're doing holiday wacky traditions. Yeah.
Yeah. What if I was like, oh, I don't know.
I don't have anything.
We're doing like different celebrations around the world.
Cute.
Yeah.
It's a small world after all. Woo. Right after this.
The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey.
Confidant, sober girlies, are you looking to cut back or cut out alcohol this year? Come on, join me and Zach on our sober journeys. Recess Zero Proof craft mocktails are the perfect alcohol replacement. We've recreated the cocktails you know and love, like a lime margarita and a grapefruit paloma, so you can enjoy the flavors and feelings of those cocktails without the booze. That's right, zero proof, zero compromise. Listeners can get 15% off the Recess mocktail sampler at TakeARecess.com/Kelsey. Each can is lightly sparkling mocktail infused with functional ingredients like so many stress balancing adaptogens made with real fruit and only 25 calories or less. It's a guilt-free way to unwind. Whether you're relaxing after work or hanging out with friends, make Recess mocktails your drink between drinks or, like me, your forever mocktail. I am so obsessed with the ginger lime mule and also the grapefruit paloma for spring. It's my favorite go-to weekend drink. Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at TakeARecess.com/Kelsey so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences. Ho, 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 holly jolly Christmas. Homus.
Homus.
Homus?
I don't know.
All right.
I'd rather say ho than Christ.
Hey. Oh, I like that. Ho, ho, homus.
It's the day hoes were born.
Yeah. I always thought of it as like, Christ, God damn it, miss, you know? God, Christ, fucking damn it.
I can't believe we're still operating under the assumption that Mary was just miraculously impregnated.
Go on.
I mean, she got a random load in her.
Yeah.
And she just said, no, it's not.
it's
from heaven.
It's a miracle. And everyone's like, yeah, all right.
Okay, so first off, it is the holiday season. Do you have any kind of like abnormal holiday traditions?
I don't know if they're so abnormal as more of like my mother holding a knife up to our throats, making sure we do certain things because she wants this to happen the way she wants it to happen because she doesn't really get a lot of family time with all four of us being there.
Oh, God.
So like the number one thing she makes us do every fucking year, whether we like it or not, is we got to take a Christmas card photo.
Okay.
For the newspaper. And she's got it.
The newspaper.
Yeah, she owns like the back page of our hometown newspaper to...
She controls the media.
She is fake news, yes.
Wow.
And the fake news is that we're happy to take that photo. So she makes
you
all...
are a little bit of you is.
Here's the thing. It used to be fun where it would be like a day we all got glammed up and a photographer. And now it's just like we're running out of ideas. We don't know what to do. We got all the dogs together. It's just like
Why don't you incorporate the advent calendar that you do with athlete?
You think?
So one of you has like a whip.
A ball gag.
Yeah. One of you is chains. Just like hog tied.
We have like little nipple Hanta's Santa hat stickers on our titties. All right, I'll pitch it to the fam.
I mean, if you guys haven't done a leather one yet, you're missing out.
Hilarious. One year we did like Swamp Dynasty.
Like Duck Dynasty?
Where we wore like gowns, but then we went into the back forest of our house, like the woods.
Did you get in the wet?
Yeah. And it was like got all wet with all of our gowns.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, do you that's see so why it's scary.
Like, it's just obnoxious. So that's the big one.
No, I think that's beautiful.
Thanks. The second one is we usually do one present each the
Christmas
night
Eve.
Before. Yep. Yeah. I don't know why.
I think it is to release some of the
excitement,
the steam.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pressure buildup. It's like,
yeah.
Just you can open one gift.
Chill the fuck out. We're all adults, by the way. It's the four of us grown adult people in our 30s.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't need that as much anymore, but yeah.
Yeah. And then the big one is we always put on Bing Crosby music while we open presents on Christmas morning, and we all have to be in the living room passing out stuff,
is
watching
it one
each other.
At a time?
No, we're not psychos. We just like to stand in the swamp and get our photo taken.
I wish you had done like an inbred Christmas for that one.
Might as well have been. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we go around, we open presents, and then my dad cooks us all breakfast.
Cute.
That's like tradition. And then we typically do something during the day, whether it's like go see family or go to the mall. But we always go and see a movie on Christmas Day.
We see a movie too.
Yeah. So that's like the tradition. And as long as we get that in, my mom's happy.
Aw, Christy.
What about you?
So going back to when we were kids, yes, one Christmas present at Christmas Eve. Also, we couldn't open gifts till our parents woke up, but we were allowed to open our stockings.
Ooh.
So at like 4:40 in the morning,
my God.
We'd wake up, get our stockings. There was usually a movie in like one of ours. So we'd probably watch the movie.
That's cute.
Yes. And then after we're done opening gifts, which is just like a crazy, oh, this one's for that. Blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
Pass them out. That's the fun part. Kind of like, this one's for Bob. This one's from Santa. You know?
Yeah.
And then when all the gifts are open, we had to do the pickle prize.
You texted about this. And
you
I
thought
said,
it was like autocorrect or something.
What the fuck is the pickle prize?
So we have to, me and my siblings leave the room. Uh-huh. And my mom hides a pickle ornament somewhere on the tree.
Okay.
And then she lets us back in. And whoever finds the pickle ornament gets the pickle prize.
What's which the is pickle prize?
A mystery gift.
How good is the mystery gift?
It was solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me some examples of past pickle prize.
The first one I ever remembered was, you probably won't remember this, that crash test dummies were like a thing in culture. They had a TV show, I think, at one point, or a cartoon.
Okay.
Crash test dummies. They were like, and they had cars, and the car would be, and they'd fly everywhere.
Yeah.
So it was a crash test dummy car. That was one of the first ones.
Like, I what think when we got size?
Like a kid's car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, not.
I all know when you said crash test dummies were popular in culture, all I'm thinking about is videos
a full-size
of
crash test.
Yeah.
No, these, like, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. I was going back to kid days. So, okay. Yeah, it was like a kid's toy.
Okay. And now that you're adults, what is the prize?
Well, so we haven't all been home for Christmas in 10 years together.
Okay.
But like, I think it got towards gift certificates.
Ooh, God, I fucking love
it. I love a gift certificate too. Nothing says there was an Applebee's on the way here, like a gift certificate.
Yeah. You know what? Now that we're adults and we're spread out and sometimes not always home, we've been doing a lot of Amazon wish lists.
I do love that.
Yeah. So like, oh, send me your wish list. And then usually we'll pick a couple things.
Is yours public?
No, not for those things. But I do have a public wish list for me and Hippo
and
on
do
Amazon.
People just get you stuff?
When I used to promote it,
sure.
People did. Because when Hippo was a foster.
I remember that. And you're like, thank you to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. But now I feel weird because it's like things I want that are left on there. And I'm
but that's interesting because you are a creator. You provide. Oh, my God. My dentist called while we were talking. And I'm obsessed with the front desk lady. Her name's Inga. And ooh. I think she's mean to other people, but she's so nice to me.
You.
Oh, my God.
The name Inga gives cunt.
She's great. And she also will, like, scatter the billing. So, like, she knows how to work the system.
I love her.
I hope I didn't give too much away.
How in the world?
I don't know. There can't be that many amazing Ingas out there.
You're right, but I don't. I think you're safe.
You think she's safe? Okay, yeah. Good. I would never want to do anything to risk Inga's safety.
Hey, guess what? We're also doing a live show.
Oh, my God. At the City Winery in New York City on February 6th. Tickets are available through my website, ZachNoyTowers.com, or our link trees or whatever.
My link tree public. I switched it, so it's finally there. It's also on the Con Pod, and then we'll be posting story after stories, I'm sure. But it's the perfect Valentine's Day getting ready. We'll like Galentine's Day, chaos and kisses.
Yes.
And then also by the time this comes out, the Philly show date will be released as well, which I believe is the 7th.
Yes, I believe that's absolutely true.
We don't know where it is because we don't have the link, but don't worry, we'll post all about it.
Also, I'm doing a college comedy festival in Sarasota Springs.
Oh, in Florida?
No, New York. Saratoga Springs.
That sounds right.
Damn it. It's upstate New York. It's February 10th. It's a Saturday.
Are you going to just stay over there?
No, because I have a show in Denver on the 9th. So I have to like...
Bing, bang, bong.
Yeah.
He's busy, baby.
And then
back up those airline
points. You have to
say,
I'm so excited about this. Netflix is a joke. The comedy festival is coming back this May. After Hours, my other show on Sirius XM, is doing a live version of the show at Dynasty Typewriter May 2nd in
Los
Angeles. I will
be front row, bitch.
Please. I wish I could actually. I'm going to have 3 comics, but we have to see who those will be.
Yeah.
But like, I want it to be slumber party vibes, like After Hours slumber party.
I love that.
And like, they can dress down.
Yes. We'll play,
I think Ouija, where we talk about what dead person we would have sex with.
I love that.
Yeah. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. There has to be something there.
Yeah,
like stiff as a board.
Yeah.
Anyway, so May 2nd, tickets are available for that too on my website.
That'll be so fun. We went last year and it was a hoot.
Yeah. All right. Should we get into our thing?
Let's do it.
Okay. So
teach me, daddy.
Germany and Austria.
Love them.
The Krampus. What do you know about Krampus?
Krampus is a spooky, scary monster of Santa.
Yes.
And he steals the gifts. Isn't he what the Grinch is based off of?
He steals kids.
What?
Yeah, he puts kids in the sack and takes them. So, like, don't be bad or Krampus will come for you.
That is way scarier.
The Krampus is Father Christmas's scary friend, a devilish creature who
Hold on. He's the creepy uncle at the Christmas party?
Yeah. Hey, stranger danger. And relative danger.
Okay.
Who punishes naughty children throughout the festive period. The mythical beast, who is hairy with hooves and large horns.
What?
Is celebrated every year on the December 5th in many cities throughout Germany and Austria in a festival named Krampusnacht. Often marked with a parade in which hundreds dress up as Krampus and chase each other around the streets.
I would hit a bitch so fucking hard.
Okay, wait. But
you got hooves?
Yes.
And horns?
You are officially in Scary Movieville, right?
Yeah, but if one comes towards me, I'm fucking drop kicking it in the chest.
There is a dark comedy scary movie called Krampus with Toni Collette.
Is it? Oh, she's like horror queen.
We have to watch it.
It is. We should because it's the holiday season I'm in.
Okay. Defecating logs.
How did we get to porn so quickly?
Catalonia. And I love that you think defecation immediately means porn. That's interesting, Kelsey. Most people just say pooping.
I don't honestly.
But you went to porn.
I just know what I know.
I
know.
Think this might be a translation thing.
What city did you say?
Catalonia.
Where's that?
Don't make me tell you where Catalonia is. Okay.
I'll look it up.
Caja Tio, or defecating log. In the 2 weeks leading up to Christmas, a grinning creature is created out of a small log and placed on the dining room table. The log must be fed every day with fruits, nuts, and sweets.
Oh, cute. It's like a Tamagotchi.
Before then, on Christmas Eve, it's beaten with sticks, excreting its goodies. So I think it means like defecating as in like the log shits out treats.
You beat the shit out of the log of shit to scatter candy.
You beat the treats out of the sheet.
That is absolute chaos and pandemonium. And just so you know, this takes place in Spain.
Yes. Okay. Another fecal-themed Catalonian custom is cajanar, a small defecating figurine, which traditionally appears in nativity scenes. And you can find every type of thing from celebrity like Donald Trump to a rival football team.
Okay. This is so funny because it feels like the creator or showrunner of like South Park or Family Guy was like, we're going to create a character that goes around and shits on things. Yeah. Like what? Who invented this?
And they like slap it, but it actually is filled with poop and like the poop shoots out at everyone.
This is just waiting for some sort of sketch to be built around it.
Skating to church in Caracas, what? Capital of Venezuela. Thank you for asking.
It snows in Venezuela.
No, the roller skates.
Oh!
During the holiday month, in Christmas, they roller skate to church.
That's cute.
Yeah. So roads are often closed.
Oh, well, that's probably not great for emergency services.
In Japan, fried chicken is celebrated.
There is nothing in this world better than Tokyo fried chicken.
I will have to take your word for it. I would love to go to Japan.
Come on.
Okay, let's go.
Come on.
Christmas is not a national holiday in Japan, but that doesn't stop people from celebrating. Father Christmas, or Santa Kurosu, mm-hmm. is said to have eyes in the back of his head to keep an eye on naughty children. Japanese Christmas cake is usually made up of sponge cake, whipped cream, and strawberries.
Mm.
Another spin on the Christmas food, many Japanese people head to branches of KFC on or around Christmas Day.
Okay.
With the week leading up to December 25th as the chain's most profitable week in Japan.
Holy shit. I wonder if they're like, this American holiday, let's go do the most, what's the most American thing we can think of? Fried chicken.
They like dip it in like cheese sauce.
Yeah. They're just trying to emulate what they think happens here.
It is.
Not wrong.
You nailed it.
It is kind of funny, though, that it's KFC.
Yeah. In Portugal, they remember the dead. I don't think I've been to Portugal. Would I know if I've been there?
Lisbon?
No.
Okay.
In Portugal, a more religious Christmas is also a time for remembrance as families set extra places at the dining table on Christmas Eve or sometimes Christmas morning for deceased relatives.
Aww.
The practice is called consoto. And it is thought to bring the family good luck with the meal consisting of a salted cod, potato, and a range of regional desserts.
Oh, interesting.
Traditionally taking place after a day of fasting. Have you ever fasted?
Not a day in my fucking life.
I did just watch Kelsey house gingerbread cookies, chips, and then Oreos.
And then an applesauce.
Oh, yeah. And then an applesauce. Your poor stomach must be so freaked out. Like, where are we?
Before you walked in, I had a bowl of plain rice.
Oh, that's right.
And like four or five gnocchi on top. So just a bowl of carbs.
That's wild.
I have a sinus infection.
Wait, do they say eat carbs?
No.
When you have I feel like you should be doing like citrus.
I don't know. I also had two breakfasts, so I'm confused.
What are the two breakfasts?
Let's talk about a bowl of oatmeal with blueberries, and then I had a bowl of yogurt with granola and strawberries. So okay. Two bowls.
At the same time?
About an hour apart.
Interesting. Yeah. They say oatmeal fills you up, but I don't think it does.
I was still hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm also in like the I'm in the working from home a lot right now, so I feel like I'm just snacking. Yeah.
I've stopped eating after 8 p.m.
Good for you. That's basically fasting.
Honestly, when you don't eat again until like 8 a.m.?
You're fucking starved.
That's 12 hours.
Bitch, when I even have to not eat the day of surgery when I have to go do something.
It's rough.
I'm dying.
You become hyper aware of how much you do eat.
I will never forget the day I had my appendix taken out. And I woke up out of surgery. And it was kind of emergency surgery. So a couple of my best friends like met me at the hospital until my parents got there. The way, Zachary, I yelled at my best friends. Yeah. Being like, somebody, please get me food. And they were like, we aren't allowed to. The doctor said you had to wait until this, there, that, and the other. And I was screaming at my friends.
Wait, is it because you might poop during surgery?
No, this was after surgery, which was very confusing.
They took something out.
Yes, but here's the thing. The reason why they don't want you eating before is because of the
poop.
No, anesthesia.
Does it fuck with anesthesia?
Yes, like if you have a full tummy and you choke, you can throw it up. And that's why they don't want, you can't have food in your tum-tum.
The only time I had to fast and beyond fasting, expel everything was my colonoscopy. And they're like, you have to drink this poop-inducing liquid all night. And I, Kelsey, when I tell you my butt was gasping for air, it was just dry heaving. Do you know you could dry heave out your asshole?
Nothing comes out.
Nothing. And then I drink like water or Gatorade immediately, and
water
out.
water fountain.
Like it was a light rail, a speed, yeah. Speeding train.
I'm gonna tell you a very quick short story comic to that. My dad borrowed my car when I was in high school for one day. I think his was in the shop, and I had tan leather seats. This will come back later. He went to go have a colonoscopy. He did the orange drink thing.
You can't go by yourself, I don't think.
Oh, yes, he did.
Wow.
Because he drove. He went, he had it. And on the way home, he said he let out a big fart, but he had just had like a gallon of orange Gatorade, and it shot out the back of his ass, up his back, and all over my leather seats.
The orange trajectory, I can see it. The spray.
Yes.
Like, because it hit pressure.
Like a tail.
Like
a turkey tail out the back.
A fox tail, if you will.
Wow. Anyway, about Christmas. How's it going?
It's so good. In the Czech Republic, they throw shoes.
Oh.
Over Christmas, Czech women use a clever trick to predict their love lives for the coming year.
Sorry, a clever trick?
I know.
Okay.
I mean, I think, again, this is like a language thing.
Okay.
This is an article from the UK. Unmarried women, shout out, stand with their backs to their front doors and toss their shoes over their shoulders. If a shoe lands with its toe pointing towards the door, the woman may very well be planning a wedding within the next 12 months.
I'm going to do this.
You should.
We should post it as promo for this episode.
In my head, though, if it's pointing towards the door, it's like your man's about to run out on you.
No, pointing towards the door means he's coming home. Running out the door means he's probably going out.
Oh, I guess it just depends on which side of the door you're
on. You know what? It is a clever trick.
I take that back, Czech Republic. I'm so sorry.
Also, why around Christmas time? This seems like it should be a Valentine's Day
thing. For the next 12 months. So it's like a end of the year thing.
Okay.
And it's because like, hey, you're a lonely bitch on Christmas.
So figure out if you should feel more sad about yourself or get ready for next year.
Yes. Okay. In Norway, they hide their brooms. First of all, who's proudly displaying their broom?
No cleaning in Christmas.
In Norway, it's thought that Christmas Eve coincides with the arrival of evil spirits and witches.
Oh, that's Halloween.
In a bid to protect themselves, families hide all their brooms and mops before they go to bed. First of all, what bargain basement ghoul is flying in on a mop?
At Christmas time, nonetheless, this bitch is drunk. Give me that dirty mop.
I'll take a mop.
I gotta go.
You're too drunk.
I don't know. It's Christmas. I gotta get home for Christmas. Krampus.
This one I thought was very cute. In the Ukraine, they put spider webs on trees, which is spooky.
How?
Okay. Ukrainian Christmas trees are traditionally decorated with a fake spider and web.
Okay.
The custom, which is said to bring good luck, stems from an old wives' tale about a poor woman who could not afford to decorate her tree. She woke up on Christmas morning to find a spider had covered it in glittery web.
Aww.
I fucking hate spiders, but aside from that.
That's cute.
I wouldn't want to do that and then a bunch of like neighborhood spiders look in my window and be like, oh, fuck yeah, a resort just opened
across the street.
In that gay kid's apartment. Let's go.
Honestly,
spiders skiing down like my tree.
That's hilarious. Also, I like the idea that it's like Christmassy somehow, because it's like decorating the tree, fake snow. Any other person would be like, you need an exterminator.
Yeah.
This is an insane amount of web.
Like, bitch, you are in a scary movie right now.
This is spoopy.
Whale skin for dinner.
No.
In Greenland.
No.
If you think sprouts are bad, you should try one of Greenland's Christmas delicacies. Matak, or matak, M-A-T-T-A-K.
Oh, matak, okay.
Raw whale skin with blubber. Another is kiviak, which is when an auk, small bird, is wrapped in seal skin, buried for several months, and then eaten once decomposed. Okay, I'm going to say it. Greenland, you nasty girl.
Girl, you are zombieing up a bird?
That can't be good. Approved by the FDA.
I don't think they have the FDA in Greenland.
You know what's so funny is I bet that's still higher quality meat than like Jack in the Box.
Oh, for sure.
I bet they put that next to like a Whopper. They'd be like, the bird is actually the way to go.
Yeah. I mean, but like I have so many questions. How do you catch the bird? Where do you get it? How do you kill it? How are you? What happened to the seal? Why do you have seal skin? How are you wrapping it? Like a sushi? Are you chopping it up into rolls? Where do you bury it? How do you remember where it is? You put a little flag in your backyard? I got lots of questions, girl. Greenland. Someone hit me up.
Did someone take her Adderall today?
No, she's been out. There's a shortage.
Oh my God, you poor thing.
I know. It's been 3 days.
Also, you don't need it.
Fair.
Mango trees in India.
Cute.
Only about 2.3% of the population of India are Christians, but that still works out too. Guess how many people?
How many?
25 million.
Oh my God.
The day is celebrated with midnight mass and present giving, but in the absence of fir trees or pine trees, banana trees and mango trees are decorated instead.
I'm a big fan of that.
That's cute, right?
I love dried mango. Sign me up, sis.
Okay, we're down to our final two. Are you having so much fun?
Oh my God, I'm actually learning so much. And
isn't it neat?
Of all the years I've done podcasts around holidays, I've never heard of any of these.
Watch them all be fake.
Fake news.
Okay, in Scandinavia, they have Yule goats.
Yule goats.
Uh-huh.
As in, but Mary, Mary.
Yeah.
Okay.
A traditional Scandinavian Christmas symbol, the Yule goat, was believed to have been a spirit that would appear before the festive season to make sure that celebrations were carried out correctly. So it's a Taipei goat. It's a Kelsey goat.
It's a cop goat.
Yes. In later centuries, the goat's role was as a gift giver before eventually being replaced by Father Christmas.
Oh, this goat is tired, baby. Dude. She's playing three roles. She got to go shopping. She got to gift give. She got to make sure all the festivities are ready.
They should have made the goat the reindeer. Like Santa was carried around by flying goats. That'd be cute.
This is also the time of year where my viral TikTok goes out around again.
Which one?
With reindeers being, did you know reindeer shed their antlers every winter, except the only ones that don't are women, which means that all of Santa's reindeer were women. Yeah. That one goes viral every year.
Good for you, Kelsey.
I try.
Finally speaking up for women. Okay, nowadays small goats are made out of straw, are made popular tree decorations through Scandinavia.
Aww.
Okay, and this last one, maybe my favorite.
Go on.
Slovakia.
What up, Slovakia?
Pudding throwing. In Slovakia, it's a Christmas dinner tradition for the most senior member of the family.
What? Gramps?
Me, to throw some of the pudding, usually made from milk, bread, poppy seeds, and something sweet, onto the ceiling. The amount that sticks indicates the
How
luck everyone should receive
live?
In the coming year. Bitch, you two made that dark so fast. Nothing sticks. It comes down
it
and he dies.
It kills him. It lands in his throat. Wait, so it predicts how much luck you have? Like the more that sticks?
Yeah, I think if a lot sticks, it means good luck.
Well, fucking no pressure, Gramps, but you better have a strong arm.
Well, who made it? Who made the pudding?
That's my question, Zach. Who made it?
Probably a woman. Probably a Yule goat.
Stop blaming women.
Well, I didn't
stop
say it.
Stick.
In my
I
head, it all
stuck. I
heard
you say you hate women. That's what I heard.
Listen.
All I want for Christmas is Zach to be a feminist, finally.
All I want for Christmas is go to Cheesecake Factory and throw pudding on the ceiling.
I would 100% go and do that. And then when they inevitably come over to throw us out, we'd be like, it's our tradition.
Zah.
We are Slovakian. I have no idea what accent
that
was.
Yeah, we were canceled. Do you know how tall the ceilings are or how high the ceilings are in Cheesecake?
They're like two stories.
Neither of us would hit it and it'd be so. It would
speak
hit
for
it.
Yourself, bitch. I'm athletic as fuck.
No, I don't think.
Should we bring the athlete? He could reach.
And adjust himself.
Wait, I'm dead. So are we implementing any? I would like to claim the goat, the pudding, and the mango trees.
Okay, part of me, because I love
KFC
Halloween a lot,
mm-hmm.
is if I set up my Christmas tree next year in October and make it webs and a spider and then have like black Christmas ornaments, like make it a gothic kind of Christmas.
I'm here for this.
Right?
Did you notice I didn't have a tree this year?
I didn't notice you had a tree last year. So to answer your question, no.
I just didn't have any fucking room.
But is the tree somewhere?
No, there's no tree.
Oh, you don't have a reusable one?
No.
You buy fresh?
I used to have a reusable one. Then the cat peed on it one year and it smelled like pee every time I hung it up.
Did you see that TikTok about what you're supposed to do?
What?
You're supposed to chase your cat around with the tree. You're supposed to hold it and run at your cat so it is afraid of the tree.
So it won't knock all the ornaments off? My cats 100% do that.
Literally, you hold the tree like it's a missile launcher and you run at your cat. And it's scared and you chase it around.
Listen,
and so
I'm
then
not,
they see it and they're like, I'm not fucking with that thing.
I'm not for animal abuse, that's but not that animal seems abuse. Hilarious.
That's psychological warfare, maybe, but it's not animal. You're not, don't beat your cat with the tree.
Just chase it a little bit. They're also afraid of like sticks.
Listen,
so.
I fully want to live in a world where it's okay to chase your cat with a Christmas tree.
I don't want that. I don't want to be picking up glass and then maybe eating it and it being a mess. I'd rather just them be a little spooked about
yes!
it. Yeah. It's okay to chase your cat with a Christmas tree is what I think I've learned this week.
I think so too.
Zach, do you have anything to promote? Can I just say that was a very, very good episode?
I'm so glad you liked it. I was really worried that you'd be upset that I just had one article that I was pulling from. But
it was great.
Yeah, I think so too.
It was hilarious and cute.
Buy tickets to After Hours Live and our live Confidently Insecure.
Yes, Kisses and Chaos Tour. We're going to Philly. We're going to New York. Ticket links below. Also, we are selling quickly for the retreat in Los Angeles, the Don't Panic Retreat in March. We've got King Suites available. I think we have shared queen beds, and it's going to be a hoot and a half. So go to don'tpanicretreat.com and get your tickets now. Zach, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I love you.
See you next week, Confidants.